Here we are in the Kobola winery, biodynamic producer in Croatia in the Istria region. I have here, what's your name?
Sanja Markusic.
And I understand you have a blog specializing in the Istria.
Yes, definitely.
Wine region. Is it just about wine, or can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Istria Aficionado is the name. It's for all the lovers or those who will become beloved by Istria, fans of this Istrian lifestyle, not only wines, but also the great food, the fantastic food that is really grown here, and the food that it used to be food. Because today, as you know, the food comes from everywhere and it loses its primal taste. And here in Istria, you can taste everything coming from this rich ground. The wines, the truffles, the asparagus, the greens, everything. So the blog is about the Istrian lifestyle. It includes, of course, the gourmets, the restaurants, the fine dining, the wines, the olive oil. Istria is also very known for the olive oils. And these types of events throughout the year that can attract, you know, people who like good living, actually.
Right, so is there a typical gastronomy of Istria that you say, if we have Italy's pasta, would you say that this region has a typical dish or dishes?
Yes, it has several dishes. Maybe we can start with prosciutto, a smoked ham that is quite typical to Istria. It's dried in these winds in Bura, and it has a very typical taste. Also, the dishes that are very typical to this region are truffles. I don't know if you know, but Istria grows white and black truffle throughout the year. Asparagus, wild asparagus, are very, very known here. Shrimps as well. The largest and the sweetest shrimps come from the Kvarner Bay region. Kvarner is a large bay located at the eastern coast of Istria. And, of course, there are several types of foods that you should try, like maneštra. It's a very, very thick soup made of beans and lentils and young corn. You eat it. It's a soup, but it's a very nice. And of course, you can have pancetta in it, like little pieces of pancetta. Fuji are a traditional type of pasta. They are rolled and then eaten with sugo. Sugo is can be made from different types of meat, like either boar meat or chicken meat or boshkarin. Boshkarin is also very very known in Istria. It's a type of beef in Istria. 100 years ago, there was like 250 boshkarins, and then they were about to extinct. Now there are at least 2,000.
Boshkarins, what are those? Ox?
Ox, yes. Okay. The typical ox.
The long horns.
Yeah, the long horns.
I didn't see one yet.
Oh, well.
So what about the wines? Do they perfectly match with the gastronomy of the region?
Absolutely. Because, you know, Istria has two specific terroirs. The white soil and the very red soil, and the combination of two, when you get either in red wines or in white wines, is fantastic, because the white soil gives it minerality, and the red soil gives the, you know, the feeling of the land, and it's very, the wines are very thick. The red wines, Teran, the indigenous wine to Istria, is very very thick and strong wine.
Okay, so if we're a wine lover, wine and food lover, coming to Croatia, Istria specifically, where should we look? What's the blog address?
Oh, it's istriaaficionado.com. Right. And you can also find Istria Aficionado on Twitter and on Facebook as well.
Right, well, thank you very much. We'll go and check that out right now.
Thank you.